According to the 2010 data from the Department of Commerce, a fourth of Alaska's exports go to Japan, and half of that is in seafood. While China overtook Japan as the largest consumer of Alaskan seafood last year, some markets like herring roe, which is made into an expensive New Year delicacy known as kazunoko, are very limited. Gunnarnap is an economics professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage. His specialty is seafood markets.
Herring roe, to my mind, may be one of the most specialized, most difficult to find alternative markets for, especially alternative markets for large volumes.
Statewide this year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game forecasts 66,252 tons of herring available for commercial harvest. By the time the roe is processed into kazunoko, much of that tonnage is reduced. Even then, industry experts like Christina Burge say as Japanese culture evolves, the supply of kazunoko far surpasses the demand for the product in Japan. Burge is the secretary and treasurer of the Pacific Kazunoko Association. She points to the 3,000 tons of unsold roe still in cold storage in Japan and the country's annual consumption of 6,000 tons a year as examples of the trend she sees.
If there was not an increase in consumption, then there was the prospect that in 2012 there would be 6,000 tons of carryover, which would be equivalent to the entire annual consumption in Japan. So that's potentially a very serious market situation.
Alaskan fishermen have already created a buffer for themselves against a possible market failure by participating in various fisheries. The crew aboard the Korean Brit for the Sitka Sound herring sacro fishery is a good example. Permit holder Chip Trinan fishes herring in the spring and gillnets for salmon in Bristol Bay during the summer. Gus Glenville is the owner of the Korean Brit. He leased the boat to Trinan for this fishery and plans to take it north for salmon seining next month. He says that seining for him is almost like an addiction, and chance is just something built into the fishery.
It goes up and down. Sometimes you do good, sometimes you don't. That's kind of fishing. You can go fishing for a couple months and be cold and wet, and you can make nothing, or you can do pretty good. And usually you just remember the good times. So.
Trinan, the permit holder in Sitka, is also secretary and treasurer of the Herring Marketing Association, a group of 48 herring sacro fishery permit holders who have tried to get processors to offer a baseline price to the season for the last 2 years. Trinan said the association had discussed whether the Sitka Sound fleet would fish its entire quota. He, at least, was of the mind that they would likely catch their entire quota, and that processors should find new markets for herring roe.
It's kind of like keeping our product on the market, and if it's cheap, then I think there will be, some innovators who will try to figure out a new way to use the product and hopefully broaden our market.
Burridge doubted there would be new markets at the scale that Japanese consumers demanded roe, even in declining years.
A lot of BC product and a lot of Sitka product goes into the gift market, and there's no alternative to that, and certainly no alternative that pays on the kind of scale that we've seen even in the last few years.
Last year, kazunoko sold for $12 a pound in Japan. Knapp says that other Alaskan seafood markets, heavily influenced by Japanese demand, such as black cod, sockeye salmon, and pollock and salmon roe, may fare better in the current market climate.
Most of our fish have other market options, other places product can be sent besides Japan.
With herring roe, though, Knapp says it is a matter of price.
People in the seafood business are pretty resilient. You can usually sell something. The question is, what price can you sell it for?
Reporting in Sitka, this is Melody Kay.